Now to the latest upbeat assessment by US officials on the worst oil spill in the country's history. Overnight, BP announced that the injection of mud into its ruptured deep-sea well in the Gulf of Mexico was stemming the flow of crude. And officials announced that about three-quarters of the oil which gushed out over the past months has now been cleaned up or dispersed through natural processes. But is it all too good to be true? Barney Porter has more.
It's been around 3 months since the BP oil rig exploded and sank and began leaking almost 5 million barrels of oil into the ocean. By various accounts, that could fill 9 oil tankers or more than 300 Olympic swimming pools. Try this visual. One estimate has it equal to the amount of water that passes over Niagara Falls every 7 minutes. But now, it seems most of it has gone. Dr. Jane Lubchenco is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The vast majority of the oil has either evaporated or been burned, skimmed and recovered from the wellhead, or dispersed. And much of the dispersed oil is in the process of relatively rapid degradation. A significant amount of this is a direct result of the very robust federal response efforts.
The mood at the White House has been summed up by spokesman Robert Gibbs.
I think it is fairly safe to say that because of the environmental effects of Mother Nature, the warm waters of the Gulf, and the federal response, that many of the doomsday scenarios that were talked about and repeated a lot have not and will not come to fruition because of that. I think that is... It is very good news.
But not everyone's impressed. Shrimp and oyster fisherman George Barishich is also the president of the United Commercial Fishermen's Association, which represents all fishermen in Louisiana.
Oh, ma'am, I happened to be watching the news this morning when that same report came out. 75% of the oil is gone. I said, well, it mustn't be in Louisiana. It mustn't be in my waters because everything that we're seeing is on the bottom. It mustn't be anywhere near Grand Isle. It's thick as mud on the bottom. They had some news reports last night where people were nothing on the top, on the sand on the surface. They were digging down 1 foot, 1 foot, and as the water puddled up, the oil came with it. Then they showed another clip of a guy just walking on the mud, and every time he walked, the oil oozed up.
Dr. Paul Anastas from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
The long-term effects on aquatic life are still significantly unknown. And BP has used over 1.8 million gallons of dispersant, a volume never before used in the United States. But what we do know right now is this. We aren't seeing dispersants in our monitoring results. There have been thousands of samples, both near shore and offshore, and we are not seeing the dispersants away from the wellhead.
Then there are those who take a far less positive reading of the official pronouncement. Dr. Charles Hopkinson is a marine scientist and professor at the University of Georgia.
I have a completely different read on this report than the media seems to have. I do not interpret it as only 25% of the oil remains and that 75% has disappeared. The way I read it is that they can only account for 10% of the oil that has been released into Gulf of Mexico waters, and that has either been burned or skimmed off. The rest of it, they say, right here in their pie diagram, figure one of their report, it's either chemically dispersed, naturally dispersed, dissolved in the water, or they don't know what form it's in. So essentially 90% of it is still out there, according to this report, in one of these various forms, and we know that a couple of these forms, like the micro droplets that have dispersant, are some of the most toxic forms, and they're forms that we have to be very worried about.
And for fisherman George Barishich, that makes the future difficult to contemplate.
Oh, this is a nerve-wracking situation, the future here, because there's so many variables and factors that people don't understand, and they're changing every minute.
That's shrimp and oyster fisherman George Barishich ending Barney Porter's report.